Vishnu Sahasranama. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So name 207, you all set up there? 217 in Sri Vishnu Sahasranam is Sragvi. Does anyone know the meaning of this name apart from Jainityananda? We hope you know the name of this name. Anyone else is studying carefully the shlokas? Do you know what that means? Yeah. Means one who is wearing a... one who is garlanded. So, this is one feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known less descriptively as God in the English language, that we won't find in Christian religion, Islam. In Islam, God doesn't definitely have, he doesn't have a garland, he doesn't have any form. In Christianity, they don't have any idea that he is garlanded. He wears a garland. He always has a beautiful garland. So the particular garland on the personality of Godhead is known by the name Vaijayanti. So he always has a garland. Now, in the spiritual world, every day, devotees pick flowers and make fresh garlands, but nothing ever fades away. So what happens to it all? I don't know. Different rules apply there. There's no, nothing fades away. But nevertheless, everything is always new. There's no creation, there's no destruction, but everything is always new and fresh. So he wears a beautiful garland. There are many descriptions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead being garlanded. In any standard description, it will describe his beginning with his lotus feet, his yellow cloth, and his powerful torso, his beautiful face, and his beautiful garland. According to Professor A. Srinivas Raghavan, the Vaijayanti is composed of five precious gems: pearl, ruby, emerald, sapphire, and diamond. So you may think, well, this is not so important. Some names are very important, like Satya. But actually, it is important for us to know that the personality of Godhead is very beautiful. In fact, at the highest levels, the beauty of the Supreme Lord is more important to the devotees than his power and fame. And it's also important that we should always have nice garlands to offer to Krishna. In many things we offer to Krishna, we can offer nice prayers to Krishna. It's also important to offer him nice flowers, nice flower garlands. There should always be plenty of flower garlands. It's stated in Shastra that more than jewels and gold and silver, Krishna likes nice flowers. Nice fresh flowers. So Krishna makes such nice flowers. Such a beautiful thing. Very beautiful to see, beautiful to smell. And devotees, they can have a whole meditation of planting a nice garden, carefully cultivating the flowers, and seeing it's just blooming and then pick it and make it into a garland and offer to Krishna. This is the best way to offer flowers. You can also buy flowers from, you can buy garlands ready-made from the market, but it's not as pleasing to the devotee or to the Supreme Lord as if one cultivates the flowers and then picks them and offers them to Krishna. So flowers are very important in bhakti. We should offer nice flowers to Krishna, nice garlands to Krishna. We see in Vedic culture up to the present day that someone is offered respect by offering them a flower garland. So it's also a symbol that he's a respectable person. But in bhakti, especially in Raja bhakti, it's not so much for offering respect as offering love. So these are considerations about Sragavi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always appears with a beautiful flower garland. Although actually, he makes the beauty of the flowers. The beauty of the flowers does not make him more beautiful, but the flowers, they become more beautiful by being on Krishna. So, I didn't prepare for this, but there are some verses I made a note of.